Hidden billionaire slash C31 he is our boss. C31 he is our boss. Wu Tian did not speak anymore and directly drove Shen Shui to the Huiyou restaurant. It was not yet time to eat, so there were not many customers in the restaurant, but it was still more crowded than the other neighboring restaurants. The moment the two of them walked to the door, manager Chen Gang brought the waiters over to greet them. They bowed in unison and greeted each other, "Hello, boss." "Huh." Shen Shui was startled, as she thought that the other party was talking to her. She quickly waved her hands to deny it. "You've got the wrong person. I'm not your boss. You're not our boss, but Mr. Wu who is beside you, is our boss." Chen Gang pointed at Wu Tian and introduced with a smile. "Him." Hearing this, Shen Shui was even more shocked. She looked at Wu Tian, then her gaze landed on the manager's face and asked in disbelief, "You're saying he's your boss?" "Yes, it's our boss. F**ck." Shen Shui didn't know whether to laugh or cry as she looked at Wu Tian, as she exclaimed, "Why is this restaurant yours too?" Originally, she had wanted to find an unfamiliar but nice restaurant so that they will not be disturbed by others, but who would have thought that the Huiyou restaurant was also Wu Tian's business? Why were the two most greatest restaurants in Luzhu dominated by Wu Tian? "I thought this restaurant was developing well, so I bought it." Wu Tian scratched his head and explained with a smile. "Oh." Shen Shui didn't know whether to laugh or cry as she bit her lips, unsure of what to say. Chen Gang made a welcoming gesture and quickly curtsied, "Boss, lady boss, please come in." He only dared to call them that because of their relationship. Shen Shui blushed from his words, and retorted, "Stop speaking nonsense. I'm not your lady boss. The boss has never brought a girl to a restaurant before. You're the first one." Chen Gang was quite good at speaking. "Is that so?" Shen Shui sneaked a glance at Wu Tian and felt a sweetness in her heart. Wu Tian coughed dryly and said to Chen Gang, "Don't misunderstand, Miss Shen is my friend, let's have a casual meal here." "Yes, please take a seat. I'll go prepare the dishes immediately." Having said so, Chen Gang instructed the waiter behind him to prepare a feast. In the end, Wu Tian interrupted them with a cold voice, "Don't be so grand. We are just regular customers today. If we see you entering us again, you better be careful." Before Wu Tian could finish his sentence, he made a gesture of swiping his neck. Chen Gang was so scared that he hurriedly lowered his head and said, "Mr. Wu, I was wrong. I know what to do. Please come in. Let's go." Wu Tian stared at Chen Gang and brought Shen Shui into the restaurant. They found a seat and sat down. After ordering the dishes, they started to chat. Chen Gang and the restaurant waiter were quite tactful. They treated the two of them as ordinary customers and did not take special care of them. While the two of them were happily chatting, Shen Shui's expression abruptly darkened. With a bitter face, she asked, "Did that guy follow us again?" Wu Tian turned around and saw Liang Jun walking into the restaurant. "This brat must have followed his red flag car here. His skin is even thicker than mine." Wu Tian softly muttered as he rubbed his chin. "Hey, you have to continue pretending to be my boyfriend." Shen Shui leaned her head over and whispered, "No problem." Wu Tian nodded and tried asking, "Do you want to do something that a couple should do?"
"What?"
"Give me a kiss."
"Go to hell, don't even think about it."
Shen Shui rolled her eyes and kept a safe distance, afraid that Wu Tian would take advantage of her. While the two of them were whispering to each other, Liang Jun had already walked over and sat down on the seat beside them.
"Boss Liang, why are you here again?"
Shen Shui rubbed her arm and looked at Liang Jun in annoyance.
"Miss Shen, I'm just worried that you've been tricked by someone. I'm here to see you."
After Liang Jun said that, he turned around and looked at Wu Tian. "I suspect that this kid is a liar. His car was probably rented, and is meant to trick pretty girls.
He did suspect that Wu Tian rented the 6 million car. After all, with this brat's clothes and taste, no matter how he looked at it, he didn't seem like a rich person. Even if the car wasn't rented, he still had to find a way to slander Wu Tian and ruin his image in Shen Shui's eyes. "You don't need to care about the matter between me and Wu Tian, just go away." Shen Shui rolled her eyes at Liang Jun as she urged him on in a slightly irritated manner. "Miss Shen, after all, we are friends. It will be all right for us to have a meal together, right?" For a moment, Shen Shui really couldn't think of any reason to chase him away. No matter what, Liang Jun was a friend of her friend, so it wasn't good for her to refuse his gesture. At this moment, the waiter brought the dishes to the table. Shen Shui didn't say anything else. She picked up her chopsticks and began to eat. She just wanted to finish this awkward lunch as soon as possible. "Miss Shen, I heard that you especially like the taste of this restaurant. Do you often come here to eat?" Liang Jun asked out of boredom, his face still maintaining a gentleman's smile from beginning to end. "Yes." Shen Shui lightly nodded. "As long as you like it, I will make it yours." Liang Jun shook his sleeves, raised his head and said, "I plan to invest in this restaurant." Then he snapped his fingers at the waiter, "Call your manager over, I want to invest in your restaurant." "This." The waiter looked at Wu Tian and saw that he didn't say anything, so he obediently left. He quickly called over the manager, Chen Gang. Chen Gang glanced at Wu Tian and said to Liang Jun with a smile, "Sir, I'm really sorry. Our restaurant is not short on money." Liang Jun took out his bank card and threw it onto the table. He shouted in a rich and overbearing manner, "Here's 5 million, I only want 30% of the shares in the restaurant." This time, he was risking everything make Shen Shui's touched, and at the same time, let Wu Tian see his strength. Wu Tian and Shen Shui looked at each other without saying anything, as if they were watching a clown performing a show. "Sorry, this is a very important matter. You need to discuss it with our boss." Chen Gang's tone was rather polite. He couldn't figure out the relationship between the man in front of him and his boss, so he didn't dare to offend him. "Then why are you still wasting time? Go and get your boss." Liang Jun had already made up his mind to invest. Not only did he invest everything he had this time to move Shen Shui, he also thought highly of Huiyou Restaurant. Huiyou Restaurant was a high-quality asset, with a yield that was 5 times higher than his trading companies. "Are you sure you want to see our boss?" Chen Gang glanced at Wu Tian again, as if he was waiting for a hint. However, Wu Tian didn't give him any response and remained indifferent. "Of course, go and get your boss." Liang Jun no longer had any patience, his tone sounded slightly anxious. "There's no need to look." Chen Gang walked over and pointed at Wu Tian as he introduced, "This is our Huiyou Restaurant's boss." He really couldn't deal with such a situation by himself, so he could only hand it over to the boss. "What the hell? Say that again." Liang Jun didn't seem to hear it clearly. "Mr. Wu Tian is the boss of our Huiyou Restaurant." Chen Gang repeated himself. His tone was serious, his speech clear and without the slightest ambiguity. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire / C32 That's What I'm Gonna Do To You. C32 That's What I'm Gonna Do To You. Asterisk. After hearing this, Liang Jun's legs went soft and he directly fell down from his chair onto the floor. He seemed to have received quite a bit of shock. He lay paralyzed on the ground for a long time, and at this moment, he felt a stinging pain on his face, as if someone had slapped him a few times. He had put out his entire 5 million assets to invest. He thought he could pretend to be a rich tycoon, but he didn't expect that this would be the result. He acted like a retard in front of Shen Shui and Wu Tian. In the end, Wu Tian humiliated him without saying a word. He had utterly lost his face. Who would have thought that the owner of the restaurant, where he wanted to use his assets and buy shares from, would belong to Wu Tian? He felt like he had no way out of this embarrassing situation. "Are you all right?" Chen Gang hurriedly helped Liang Jun up from the ground and asked with a concerned smile.
"I..."
Liang Jun's expression was stiff and he felt very uncomfortable. How could he be fine after suffering such a huge blow? "Our boss Wu is a very nice person. Why don't you talk to him about buying the shares?" Chen Gang suggested with a smile. Asterisk. Liang Jun turned around and looked at Wu Tian as he fiercely swallowed his saliva. If he were to talk about buying shares with Wu Tian now, he wouldn't be even have the face to open his mouth at all. Wu Tian, whom he looked down upon, suddenly became the person he had to look up to. What kind of experience was this? "Boss Liang, you want to buy shares in my restaurant?" Wu Tian looked at Liang Jun with a cold tone. "I want to buy shares." Liang Jun clenched his teeth bitterly, but before he could finish, he was interrupted by Wu Tian, who said in a deep voice, "Don't even think about it. 1. Our restaurant is not short on money and doesn't accept any investments. 2. Our restaurant doesn't accept trash. You..." Liang Jun was so angry that the corner of his mouth trembled, but he didn't know how to respond. In an instant, he felt like there was a huge difference between him and Wu Tian, as if there was a huge mountain separating the two of them. "If there's nothing else, Director Liang, you can leave." Wu Tian leaned his body against the chair and warned coldly, "I hope that Director Liang won't disturb Xiao Shui in the future. Otherwise..." Asterisk. Before he finished, Wu Tian threw the cup in his hand onto the ground. A shocking crisp sound rang out. Liang Jun was so shocked that his body shrunk and his heart tensed up uncontrollably. He raised his head and glanced at Wu Tian, then turned around and dispiritedly left with his bank card. Right now, he no longer had his usual arrogance and might. He was like a rooster that lost in a battle, dejected and disheartened. He probably wouldn't have the courage to fight with Wu Tian for a woman again in the future. After Liang Jun left, the atmosphere in the restaurant gradually eased up. "Thank you." Glimmers danced in Shen Shui's eyes as she revealed a slight smile. "After being scared by you, Liang Jun probably won't dare to bother me anymore. I hope he knows his limits and doesn't force me to make a move." Wu Tian did not think much of it. He did not even put Liang Jun in his eyes. "All right, I'm full. Let's go." Shen Shui wiped her mouth with a tissue and raised her head to look at Chen Gang. "I'll pay." "How much? How much is it?" Chen Gang turned his head and looked at Wu Tian as he asked in an inquiring tone. Logically speaking, if the boss brought his woman to his restaurant for dinner, it was usually free of charge. However, if he didn't collect the money with the suspicion of flattering him, wouldn't he be scolded by the boss? "What are you looking at me for? Are you actually planning to ask her to pay the bill?" Wu Tian glared at Chen Gang and asked with an unhappy expression. "No need to pay." Chen Gang was so shocked that he hurriedly waved his hand. Meeting such a boss who didn't play his cards according to the rules truly made him tremble in fear, scared that he would accidentally make a mistake. Asterisk. Seeing Chen Gang being so timid in front of Wu Tian, Shen Shui laughed. Her smile immediately eased up the tense atmosphere. At this moment, a waiter came up with a pastry. "Boss, this is our restaurant's newly released couple cake." "Good." Wu Tian nodded in satisfaction and said to Shen Shui with a smile, "This pastries will help us digest the food. Let's finish eating this before we leave." "There is no way I'm going to eat it." "You go take your time and eat it yourself." Shen Shui threw down those words, got up, and ran out of the room in a huff. Asterisk. Only then did Wu Tian remember that it was a couple's cake. No wonder Shen Shui was angry. He could only say that this girl was too sensitive. "Both of you better eat this, don't waste the food." Wu Tian instructed Chen Gang and the waiter before quickly catching up to Shen Shui. After dinner, the two returned to the driving school to practice their driving skills. The coach was a young man in his 30s, named Xiaoqiang. He was especially strict with the male students and much friendlier towards the female students. Xiaoqiang took special care of Shen Shui and gave her the most chances to practice. Wu Tian soon found out the problem in this. Xiaoqiang looked at Shen Shui as if he was a greedy cat looking at a fish, with his eyes wandering all over her body. From the looks of it, this shameless coach was trying to take advantage of Shen Shui. At first, it was fine. However, Xiaoqiang became bolder and bolder. When Shen Shui wasn't paying attention, he reached out his hand to take advantage of her. Wu Tian grabbed Xiaoqiang's hand and berated him, "Coach Xiao, you are really shameless. You actually try to taking advantage of a student. It's none of your business. Let go." Xiaoqiang had been caught red-handed, but not only did he not repent, he was even acting extremely arrogant. Asterisk. Wu Tian swung his fist and punched Xiaoqiang in the face, "Scum, I have already tolerated you for a long time. Previously, when this scum was trying to take advantage of the other female students, he pretended not to have seen it. However, this time, Xiaoqiang was planning on taking advantage of Shen Shui. How could he endure any longer? You actually dared to hit me." Before Xiaoqiang could finish his sentence, he was punched in the face once again and screamed miserably, "I think you really do deserve a beating." After Wu Tian said this, he rushed forward, then punched and kicked Xiaoqiang. Soon, a piercing scream akin to a pig being slaughtered resounded from the driving school. Xiaoqiang was beaten bloody and bruised. He bared his teeth and threatened fiercely, "My uncle is the principal, you actually dare to hit me. You are going to die." Upon hearing the scream, many students gathered around to watch the commotion. This was the first time that everyone had seen a student beat up a coach. However, when they saw that Xiaoqiang was beaten up, the students all secretly felt relieved and couldn't help but applaud in their hearts. Especially those female students, they were often taken advantage of by Xiaoqiang. Some students were even threatened to have sex with Xiaoqiang. In order to get the driver's license, many people chose to remain silent. After all, Xiaoqiang's uncle was the principal of the driving school, so no one dared to offend him. Shen Shui was stunned. She didn't expect Wu Tian to pummel and pound the coach because of her. There were a lot of guys who treated her to a meal, send her flowers or buy her presents, but Wu Tianju was the first guy to fight for her. Seeing this scene, her heart was slightly moved. This incident made a huge impact and soon spread throughout the driving school. Principal Xiao Jinlong rushed over as soon as he heard of this and anxiously shouted, "Quickly stop." Wu Tian saw that Xiaoqiang was pretty much beaten up, only then did he stop his actions. Enduring the pain in his body, Xiaoqiang crawled up and threw himself into Xiao Jinlong's arms, crying out, "Uncle, I got beaten up, you have to help me punish him." "Jiang, how did you get beaten up like this?" Seeing his nephew's miserable appearance, Xiao Jinlong's heart ached for him. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 33, Teasing Long Yun. C33 Teasing Long Yun. "It's that brat. I was beaten up by him." Xiaoqiang pointed at Wu Tian and complained, his eyes filled with anger. "Go and die." Xiao Jinlong's eyes flashed. He stared coldly at Wu Tian and shouted with a ferocious look, "Brat, you really don't want to live anymore. You even dare to beat my nephew. Your nephew is inferior to a beast, daring to take advantage of a female student in broad daylight. I am merely taking justice for the heavens." Wu Tian revealed a justified expression. "Bullshit." Xiao Jinlong roared. He pointed at Wu Tian's nose and threatened, "Quickly kneel down and apologize to my nephew." "Me, apologize? Stop dreaming. If you don't apologize to my nephew today, don't even think about getting your driver's license. With such a low-level driving school like yours, it doesn't even matter if I don't learn." After saying this, Wu Tian pulled Shen Shui away and turned to leave. There were so many driving schools in Luzhou City, he could easily change to another driving school. There was absolutely no need for him to stay in this Huiwang driving school. To tell the truth, he was disgusted by the behavior of the coaches at this driving school. If he had known earlier, he would not have come here to sign up. "Brat, do you think this matter is over?" Xiao Jinlong threatened with a hoarse voice, "If you offend me, you, your family, and your friends will all suffer too." He brazenly threatened Wu Tian's family and friends, and his tone was extremely haughty. The onlooking students all felt a strong killing intent. Everyone knew of Xiao Jinlong's character and knew how powerful his background was. If someone offended Xiao Jinlong, the consequences would be unimaginable. Everyone could not help but be secretly worried for Wu Tian. Wu Tian originally planned to not pursue this matter. He did not want to blow the matter up. However, when he heard that, his eyes turned cold. He suddenly stopped and turned around to glare at Xiao Jinlong. "Xiao Jinlong, are you threatening me? So what if I threaten you?" Xiao Jinlong was like a rooster that was dying for a fight, as he raised his head and provocatively challenged. He was used to being arrogant in this school, and had never placed anyone in his eyes, let alone a brat. "Old thing, do you believe that I can make your driving school completely disappear from Luzhou?" Wu Tian clenched his teeth as a cold light flashed in his eyes. He hated people who threatened his family and friends the most. The person in front of him had successfully angered him. Xiao Jinlong laughed. Xiao Jinlong raised his head and laughed crazily, then conceitedly shouted, "You don't even know your own capabilities. With just your stinking appearance, you want my driving school to disappear? What shameless boasting. Is that so?" Wu Tian was too lazy to talk any more nonsense. He directly took out his phone and dialed his secretary, Long Yun's number. "Within 3 days, I want you to open a new driving school opposite Huiwang driving school. I want to make this new driving school replace Huiwang driving school and make it totally vanish." After he finished speaking, he hung up the phone. He had never considered entering the driving school industry before, but this time, in order to suppress Xiao Jinlong, he decided to enter this new field. He was already completely infuriated by Xiao Jinlong's insolence. He swore to trample this old fellow beneath his feet, to eradicate this scourge for the citizens of Luzhou. The sound of loud laughter rang out. Xiao Jinlong once again let out a burst of mad laughter and ridiculed, "You little rascal, you really know how to act cool. You even want to open a new driving school, and make my driving school disappear? Can you at least speak with more sensibility?" Even the onlooking students thought that he was joking. No one believed that a minor character like Wu Tian could open a driving school. Even if he could start a driving school, he wouldn't be able to destroy a driving school like Huiwang, who had centuries of heritage within Luzhou. This was simply a fantasy story. 3 days. Wu Tian stretched out three fingers and said confidently, "Remember, 3 days later, I will make you repent for everything you did today. All right, in 3 days, if you can't destroy my Huiwang driving school, I'll let you live a life worse than death, kneeling and begging for forgiveness." Xiao Jinlong loudly yelled with a beast-like roar. "Let's wait and see then." After Wu Tian said this, he pulled Shen Xue's arm and quickly left, leaving behind a fading view of his cold and arrogant back. After they had walked for a long distance, Shen Xue could not help but open her mouth to express her gratitude. "Thank you for helping me out this time around." When she thought about how Wu Tian had challenged Xiao Jinlong with his domineering attitude, she couldn't help but feel touched within her heart. "As a friend, it's only right for me to stand up for you." Wu Tian retracted the anger in his heart and a gentle smile gradually appeared on his face. "Are you really going to start a driving school and destroy Xiao Jinlong's Huiwang driving school?" "Of course. You are going to spend so much effort just to deal with a Xiao Jinlong. Is this worth it? I will spare no cost to exterminate those who are my enemies." Wu Tian seriously replied, then his tone changed, Besides, starting a driving school is a new attempt for me. Maybe I can even open up a new market. I really don't know what is going on in your mind." Shen Shui shook her head with a wry smile. She was getting more and more confused by Wu Tian. Although the boy in front of him looked simple and plain, he was actually very meticulous. When he did something, he did it in astonishing ways, making it hard for people to understand what wanted to do. "All right, I'll send you back first." Wu Tian didn't explain too much. He first sent Chen Shui home, then he drove back to his living quarters. On his way home, he received a call from Lu Jun asking him to go to the Global International Club in the evening. Since he had nothing to do in the evening, he agreed. There was no harm in getting closer to Lu Jun, as this would greatly help his future developments. When he got home, he found Long Yun alone on the phone, arranging the business regarding the driving school. When she saw Wu Tian, she hung up and asked in confusion, "Young master, why do you suddenly want to start a driving school? Right now, there's a lot of trash and disgusting driving schools. For example, the huge garbage called Huiwang Driving School, so I need to clean them up." Wu Tian casually gave an answer. He knew that Secretary Long was asking for his own good, thinking for him every single moment, which was why he patiently explained everything to her. "We have a lot of ways to destroy Huiwang Driving School, so why should we start a driving school instead?" Long Yun frowned. She was eager to know the thoughts in her young master's heart. "I feel that the driving school can earn money, and is a good investment direction. It's that simple. However, there are a lot of driving schools in the Luzhu and the market is almost packed already. Why are you blabbering so much?" Wu Tian rolled his eyes at Lu Jun impatiently and said, "We now belong to the troublemakers. We will first drive away the competitors using free incentives, then monopolize the market and make new rules to become the leader of this whole game." "Yes." Long Yun lowered her head and did not say another word. She had recently discovered that the young master was becoming more and more like a manipulator, and the way he spoke also became increasingly similar to his grandfather. "Don't pull such a sullen face." Wu Tian found that he was being overly strict, and changed to a gentle tone and said, "I'll go to Globe Club tonight. Do you want to go with me?"
"I won't go."
"All right then." Wu Tian did not force it. He changed his clothes and walked towards the door. When he walked to the door, Lung Yun called out to him. "Young master." Lung Yun took out a card from her pocket and handed it to Wu Tian. "Take this card, it might be useful. You want to get a room with me?" Wu Tian took the card and quickly realized that it wasn't a room card but a black card for Globe Club. A cough sounded. Lu Jun coughed lightly, her face filled with embarrassment as she explained, "This is the Globe Club's black card. It was given to me by your grandfather in the past, and it has a very high status. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 34, Super Gold Card. C34 Super Gold Card.
Is that so?"
Hearing that the card was from Old Master, Wu Tian couldn't help but look at the card again. The card is made of fine obsidian. Other than the Globe Club emblem on the card also had the picture of a golden dragon. Since it was a card from Old Master, it definitely wasn't an ordinary card. He guessed that this card contained a huge amount of authority and power. Staring at the black card for a while, Wu Tian looked up at Long Yun. "Hurry up and finish up with the matter on the driving school. I'll be leaving first." With that, he turned around and quickly left. Wu Tian took a taxi to Global International Club, the highest ranked club within Luzhu. Only people with trillions of assets were allowed to enter. The club looked like a huge blue pearl inlaid between two tall buildings. It was designed to be mighty and magnificent. As he entered the club's hall, he saw the blue glass ceiling, which was as dazzling as the starry sky. The moment Wu Tian entered the hall, he was shocked by this domineering aura. He couldn't help but take a few more glances at the blue glass ceiling. As soon as he entered the hall, several attendants came to greet him. This was indeed a high-class place. The waiters at the high-end places were all different. The waiters were poles apart from other places. They were all beautiful and tall, and dressed in branded clothing, their standards much higher than those of ordinary waiters. One of them, a tall and beautiful waitress, stood in front of Wu Tian and said, "Sorry, you don't have the qualifications to come in." From the nameplate of the waiter, he knew that this beauty was named Su Yat. This woman looked at Wu Tian with a gaze of disdain and contempt. "Why am I not qualified?" Wu Tian asked in displeasure. He had no good feelings towards this arrogant waiter. All the guests who come here to eat have net worths over 100 million. Saying this, the corners of Su Ya's mouth curled up. "Do you think you have the qualifications?"
"Of course."
"Very well, please show me your gold card." Su Ya stretched out her hand and impatiently demanded. The gold card was the customer's identity in the club. Only those with over 100 million gold coins were qualified to obtain the gold card. She knew the man was poor. He couldn't have a gold card. She just wanted to get the man out of here as soon as possible. "Is this it?" Wu Tian took out a card from his pocket and handed it over. This was the Globe Club Supreme Gold Card, the one that Lu Jun had given him when he purchased the Huiyu restaurant. The annual fee for this card is 300,000 yuan.
"Super.
A gold card?" When she saw Wu Tian take out the card, Su Ya was instantly dumbfounded. She was even more surprised than if she had just eaten an elephant. She didn't expect that this man in front of her who wore cheap clothes and looked seemingly poor would possess such a golden card, that symbolized a very high status. For a moment, she felt as if someone had slapped her in the face. "Then do I have the qualifications to enter now?" Wu Tian shook the golden card in his hand and asked expressionlessly.
"Yes."
Su Ya came back to her senses and nodded her head repeatedly. "Since you have a gold card, of course you have the right to enter." The smile on her face was very awkward. Her pretty face was uglier looking than a paraffin. She was really surprised. She hadn't thought that a cheap-looking person like him would actually possess the supreme golden card of the club. "Don't look down on others again." Wu Tian put his gold card away and advised with a cold tone.
"Yes, sir."
Su Ya gritted her teeth and lowered her head in embarrassment. At this moment, her face turned a shade of red and white. At this moment, Lu Jun walked into the hall and waved at Wu Tian with a smile, "Xiao Wu, you're here."
"CEO Lu."
"AI, don't call me CEO Lu from now on, just Uncle Lu will do." Lu Jun quickly walked over and smiled to Wu Tian.
"Uncle Lu."
Wu Tian quickly changed his form of address. From the beginning, he had a good impression of this man called Lu Jun.
"Wu, I'll take you to relax tonight."
After Lu Jun said this, he extended his hand and gestured, "Let's go to the private room."
"Uncle Lu, I'll treat you tonight."
Having said so, Wu Tian stretched out his hand and prepared to push open one of the golden rooms. In the end, he was once again blocked by the waiter named Su Ya, "Sir, yours is a gold card. You can only go to the normal rooms, you don't have the right to go to the golden rooms."
"Don't worry, I'm not short on money."
Wu Tian waved his hand impatiently. He felt that the service here was too poor. "It's not a matter of money, it's just that your card isn't high enough." Su Ya looked at Wu Tian like he was a country bumpkin. She didn't even know how the club could produce such a filthy person.
"Yo, isn't this Director Lu?"
Just as the waiter was patiently explaining, a middle-aged man in a suit and leather shoes walked over with his girlfriend in his arms. The middle-aged man glanced at Lu Jun, then his gaze landed on Wu Tian. He mocked him sarcastically, "Yo, Director Lu sure has time, he actually brought a beggar here to play. He's my friend Wu Tian." Lu Jun glared at the middle-aged man and said with a displeased expression. This middle-aged man in front of him was called Chen Hao, and he was his enemy within the business community. He used to go against him.
Tisk 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 tisk, CEO Lu, why are your tastes so bad? You actually befriended a country bumpkin. After Chen Hao said this, he couldn't help but laugh. When he smiled, the girl beside him also couldn't resist laughing. I still have things to do. Goodbye. Lu Jun gritted his teeth in anger as he prepared to leave this place with Wu Tian.
Halt.
Chen Hao straightened his body and blocked their way. I heard that your country bumpkin friend wants to enter the Golden Room. It has nothing to do with you. The anger in Lu Jun's eyes became more and more intense. Chen Hao paid no attention to Lu Jun's angry expression. He glanced at Wu Tian with disdain and mocked, "With your country bumpkin appearance, you still want to enter the Golden Room. It was said that beating a dog was to show it to the owner. The reason why he purposely humiliated Wu Tian was to embarrass Lu Jun in front of everyone.
Of course.
Wu Tian replied in annoyance. Seeing that this brat was so rude to Lu Jun, he was secretly unhappy. He wanted to purposely teach him a lesson.
A poor bastard like you wants to go to the Golden Room? Go and take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Chen Hao made a few sarcastic remarks, raised his head and said to the waiter Su Ya, tell this kid, who is qualified to enter this Golden Room?
Only customers with diamond cards are qualified to enter.
When Su Ye replied, she couldn't help but glance at Wu Tian. A look of disdain appeared in her eyes.
Diamond card.
Chen Hao stretched out his hand and took out a club diamond card from his pocket. He shouted proudly, this is a diamond card, a symbol of status and identity. It's 100 times better than a gold card. After a long while, he smiled and waved the diamond card, country bumpkin, this is a diamond card, do you have it?
Nope.
Wu Tian curled his lips and didn't think much of it. Without the diamond card, what qualifications do you have to enter the Golden Room?
Even without the diamond card, I can still enter the Golden Room.
Bah. Chen Hao spat on the ground. He said in a provocative tone, if you can get into this Golden Room today, I'll eat all the trash here.
Without the diamond card, this brat didn't even have the qualifications to enter the Golden Room.
Hidden Billionaire Chapter 35, Amazing Identity. C35 Amazing Identity.
That's what you said.
Wu Tian pursed his lips into a smile. He took out a black card from his pocket and asked Su Ya, do I have the right to enter now?
The card was given to him by his secretary, Long Yun.
She said it came from her grandfather presumably, it had more authority than the gold and diamond cards.
Chen Hao grinned and couldn't help but mock him, you brought a room card here to act cool, are you joking?
His girlfriend behind him pursed her lips and laughed. Even the waiters couldn't help but snicker.
At first glance, the black card didn't look dazzling, it really did look like a room card in a normal hotel.
Asterisk.
Even Su Ya couldn't help but let out a derisive laugh.
But when she clearly saw the card, her face suddenly sank as the smile on her face instantly disappeared.
Her pupil slowly dilated as she stared at the card as if she was looking at a monster.
Her expression was extremely exaggerated. Only now did she realize that the card in Wu Tian's hand was not an ordinary room card, but the legendary black card.
Black card was the highest level membership card, there were only 3 of these cards in the world.
However, never in her wildest dreams did she imagine that one of the cards would be in the hands of this seemingly ordinary brat.
The black card was not only a symbol of status and identity, but also a supreme power.
Anyone with a black card can mobilize all the powers and resources under Global International at any time.
Staring at the black card blankly for a long time, Su Ya slowly raised her head.
She looked at Wu Tian in fear and spoke with a trembling voice, I really didn't think that.
After knowing Wu Tian's identity, her eyes were full of fear and unease when she looked at Wu Tian.
She was secretly terrified in her heart. She had been at the Global International Club for nearly a year. She had only seen the holder of the black card in photos before, and this was the first time she had personally seen the owner of the real black card. Since Wu Tian had a black card, his identity and status was naturally unparalleled. She felt afraid just by thinking about it. Previously, she had mocked and ridiculed Wu Tian. However, when she found out his identity, she felt that a great catastrophe was about to befall her. "Do I have the right to enter your golden room?" Wu Tian waved the black card in his hand, repeating the same tone as before. "Please wait a moment." Su Ye had no right to receive such a person. She quickly took out her cell phone and made a call to the higher-ups. Not long after the call ended, Global International Club CEO rushed over with more than 10 higher UPS and bodyguards. Lu Jun and Chen Hao didn't know about the black card, so they naturally didn't know the true meaning behind the black card. However, when they saw the president of the club appear in the hall, the two of them clearly felt astonished and shocked. Everyone knew that the club's boss was a mysterious big shot, with several large corporations behind him. He had a very powerful presence within Luzhu. This kind of important figure rarely appeared, so why would he suddenly appear today? And in such a high profile? The atmosphere in the hall was extremely tense. The attendants all consciously retreated, curling their bodies up, looking as though they were trembling with fear. Under the gaze of the crowd, Globe Club elder Lin An walked over with more than 10 attendants. Lin An was a typical square face. Even when he wasn't angry, he looked very imposing. He had a domineering aura about him. When he looked at the black card in Wu Tian's hand, his square face changed and his expression inexplicably changed. He quickly walked over and slightly bowed towards Wu Tian. "On behalf of all the members of Global International, I welcome your arrival." These words instantly shook the entire audience. They didn't expect that the normally aloof and superior personages would bow and greet a brat with a very humble attitude. Chen Hao was so shocked that his jaw almost fell off. He did not expect a big shot like Lin An to bow to a country bumpkin like Wu Tian. Previously, he had tried to curry favor with Lin An many times but was mercilessly ignored. And this time, he personally witnessed with his very eyes how respectful Lin An was to this brat. What was going on? Not only did Chen Hao feel shocked and surprised, even Lu Jun was dumbstruck. He also did not expect that such a big shot like Lin An would take the initiative to please Wu Tian. "Who are you?" Wu Tian had probably guessed Lin An's identity, but he couldn't help but ask. "I'm Lin An, the boss of Global International Club." Lin An replied respectfully and carefully, not daring to be the slightest bit careless. He didn't know who this young man in front of him was, but he could recognize the card in the young man's hand. It was the Lin family's black card, and there were only 3 black cards in the world. The Lin family's black card was given to the Lin family by their old master. Old master had said that as long as anyone saw these 3 black cards, it would be like seeing old master himself. That was why he was so respectful and courteous. "So you're the boss of Global International Club?" Wu Tian nodded. He was also very surprised. He had never thought that even the Globe Club master would be so respectful towards him after he saw the black card. From this, it could be seen just how powerful this black card was. "Hello, my name is Wu Tian." Wu Tian took the initiative to extend his right hand and shook hands with the other person in a friendly manner. "Hello, Mr. Wu." Having said this, Lin An led all the higher UPS of the club to bow deeply towards Wu Tian. "You're welcome." Wu Tian waved his hand and asked with a smile, "Do I have the right to enter this golden room now?" "Please, Mr. Wu." Lin An personally opened the door of the room with his fingerprint, making a please gesture. "Wait." Chen Hao came back to his senses and quickly spoke up to stop him. "Boss Lin, according to the regulations, only customers with a diamond card are qualified to enter the golden hall. Mr. Wu doesn't have a diamond card, but he has a black card." Lin An pointed to the black card in Wu Tian's hand and expressionlessly explained. "Is a black card comparable to a diamond card?" Chen Hao had never heard of black cards before, so he didn't know how powerful they were. Even 100 diamond cards can't compare to a black card. Chen Hao did not expect the black card in Wu Tian's hand to be so powerful, and was even 100 times more powerful than his diamond card. After a slight pause, he tried to ask, "Boss Lin, I'm very curious, just who is he?"
"I don't know who he is."
Lin An leaned his head over and whispered, "But one thing is certain, he is someone you can't afford to offend and also someone I can't afford to offend."
Asterisk.
When Chen Hao heard Lin An's words, Chen Hao's scalp went numb. He was so scared that cold sweat broke out on his forehead. The way he looked at Wu Tian was full of fear. Lin An was a famous person within Luzhu. Even he, who was an important figure, could not afford to offend Wu Tian. Chen Hao did not dare to imagine just how powerful Wu Tian was. Only now did he realize that Brat, who was wearing shabby clothes and was not good looking, was not a simple person. He was a great yet secretive man. As for who exactly this Brat was, he didn't know. However, there was one thing that he was sure of, and that was that this Brat in front of him was a super big boss that he could not afford to offend. He couldn't help but feel fear in his heart. If he knew Wu Tian was so powerful, he wouldn't have dared to offend him even if he was beaten to death. Even the girl behind him looked at Wu Tian with a serious expression. She also realized that the brat she looked down upon was someone even Chen Hao couldn't afford to offend. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 36, Scram. C36 Scram. Walking into the Golden Room and analyzing the place, Wu Tian discovered the private room to be quite grandiose. The interior was lavishly decorated with various items to the point of extravagance. But, of course, he was not interested in any of these worldly things. When he walked out of the room, he noticed Chen Hao trembling as he prepared to secretly leave.
"Stop right there."
Stepping towards Chen Hao, Wu Tian commanded with a domineering voice, "I thought you had said you will eat all the trash in the hall if I entered this golden room."
I was wrong."
Chen Hao stuttered in his words, clenching his teeth and bowing his head in repentance. Chen Hao originally thought that the country bumpkin standing beside Lu Jun was just an insignificant person. Thus, he wanted to ruthlessly ridicule and humiliate him. However, he never expected that the seemingly unremarkable brat would actually have such a mysterious background that even the boss of the Global International Club would not dare to offend him. After knowing Wu Tian's background, his heart surged with regret and terror. "What are you standing there in a daze for? Start your performance," Wu Tian kicked the trash can and urged impatiently.
"Spare me.
I hope you can spare me this one time." Chen Hao, lowering his stature and dignity, kneeled on the ground and begged for mercy. "Would you like me to feed you the trash instead?"
"No, I..."
Chen Hao was now regretting his decision. How could he make such a huge blunder by provoking this brat? He knew that as long as Wu Tian gave the order, the bodyguards under Lin An would pounce on him and forcefully stuff trash into his mouth. Once news of him eating trash spread out, it would probably be difficult for him to survive in the Luzhu business world in the future. In a moment of desperation, he could only thicken his face and plead with Lu Jun for help. "Director Lu, I beg you, please talk to your friend and ask him to spare me."
"Director Chen, I didn't expect to see you lower yourself like this."
Seeing Chen Hao plead so humbly, Lu Jun felt that his anger had now dissipated. Previously, he had always been oppressed and looked down on by Chen Hao. Today, however, he had finally tasted his first victory. "As long as your friend spares me today, I won't oppose you ever again," Chen Hao continued to plead as his life literally depended on it.
"All right, remember what you said today."
Without waiting for Lu Jun to say anything, Wu Tian interrupted their exchanges and said, "If you dare to offend Uncle Lu again, then don't blame me for being ruthless."
"I won't. I will never dare to do it again. Get the hell out of my sights,"
Wu Tian shouted impatiently. Originally, he just wanted to help Uncle Lu teach Chen Hao a lesson. Now that he had achieved his goal, there was no need for him to continue any further. "I'll leave this place immediately," Chen Hao, terrified by Wu Tian's brutality, abandoned his female companion and bolted out of the place without hesitation. Taking a glance at Wu Tian, the female companion felt a shiver down her spine and too dashed out frantically. After driving away Chen Hao and his girlfriend, Wu Tian walked in front of Lu Jun and said, "Uncle Lu, don't let what happened just now affect your mood. Let's just keep enjoying ourselves. Kid, you really know how to conceal your strength." Lu Jun glanced at Wu Tian with a mysterious look in his eyes and sighed, "It seems that your hidden abilities have exceeded my expectations." Seeing him today, Lu Jun realized that this brat possessed more influence in the city than what meets the eye. Wu Tian's power and backing might even be stronger than his. "Uncle Lu, I'm not as powerful as you think." Wu Tian smiled bitterly as he shook his head and took the initiative to change the topic. "Anyways, how we'll entertain ourselves next? There's an underground fighting ring in the club. Do you want to go and see for yourself?" Lu Jun suggested. "That sounds fine," Wu Tian replied, seeming to not have any objections to that idea. After all, he had come here solely to accompany Lu Jun tonight, thus, he did not care much as long as Lu Jun enjoys his time here. Lin An smiled and said, "Since the two of you would like to go to the ring, then allow me to lead the way. Follow me." Lin An gestured them to follow him and led the two towards the underground fighting ring. Though the basement was extremely spacious, the place was yet filled to the brim with guests, all surrounding the fighting ring and spectating the fierce battle between the two fighters. In the fighting ring, two brawny men were fighting with their lives on the line. The scene caused tension and suspense within the atmosphere that attracted a lot of cheers from the audience. At that moment, one of the tattooed men had been severely injured. After being continuously beaten up by his previous opponents, his body had long since been badly mangled. However, he did not give up, standing up time and time again to clash head-on with his opponent. Looking at the scene on the stage, Wu Tian never before witnessed such tenacity in a man, felt a sense of admiration and respect for him. The fighter, despite all his injuries, stood firmly in the fighting ring. He gave off the presence of a prideful dragon, who would rather suffer constant defeat and die in the process than to submit to his opponents, or perhaps, himself. He was truly someone worth giving your utmost respect to. "What's the name of the tattooed man?" Wu Tian stared at the stage and could not help but ask Lin An. "Azure Dragon." After Lin An answered, he asked with a puzzled expression, "Mr. Wu, is there a problem?" "Nothing." Wu Tian nodded and did not utter another word. Instead, he continued to enjoy the rest of the fight. Half an hour later, the fight finally ended. The man called Azure Dragon was defeated by his opponent, and he had collapsed to the ground. The person in charge of the fighting arena was a burly guy with a beard. He walked over and ruthlessly kicked Azure Dragon, "You're really a waste of my time. What's the point of me raising you?" Azure Dragon endured the intense pain surging through every part of his body and remained silent. Even though he was seriously injured, he still showed an unyielding front. "Men, throw this trash out," the boorish man waved his hand and ordered the bodyguards behind him. "Yes, sir." The two bodyguards answered and prepared to throw Azure Dragon out. "Stop!" Wu Tian shouted. As he walked towards Azure Dragon, he realized the severity of his injuries and said to the boorish man, "Seeing how serious his injuries are, how about scram?" Being a short-tempered person, the boorish man glared at Wu Tian and scolded, "Brat, you don't have the qualifications to command us here. Get lost now. You really want to get beaten up, don't you?" The boorish man did not have the patience to waste any more words. In that instant, he raised his fist and threw it towards Wu Tian. "Stop!" Suddenly, a domineering voice resounded through the basement, scaring the boorish man so much that he hurriedly retracted his fist. The one who shouted was none other than the boss of the Global International Club, Lin An. The boorish man bowed deeply towards Lin An and cautiously asked, "Boss Lin, What instructions do you have for me?
Mr. Wu is a friend of mine, Lin An introduced with an ice-cold voice as he pointed at Wu Tian.
What? At that point, the boorish man trembled in fear upon realizing his close blunder. His face turned bleach pale as cold sweat formed on his forehead. He did not expect the little brat in front of him to be a friend of his boss. If he had not retracted his fists just now, he would have caused the biggest disaster of his life. Recovering from his moment of shock, he quickly apologized to Wu Tian, "I apologize for offending you just now. I'm fine." Waving his hand magnanimously, Wu Tian pointed at Azure Dragon, who was standing in front of Death's door, and asked, "I'm very interested in this person, how about you give him to me?"
"This?" The boorish man hesitated in his words and looked at Lin An with an inquiring expression. With his boss present, it was not up to him to decide.
"Mr. Wu, why are you interested in this fighter?" Lin An could not help but ask out of curiosity. Normal men would usually be interested in girls, but Mr. Wu seemed to be a little different as he held interest in such a fighter.
"I feel that this person is quite special. A rare gem if I say so myself." Wu Tian gave a perfunctory reply as he asked again, "Are you going to give him to me or not?"
"Of course, I'll give him to you." With a decisive nod, Lin An smiled and tried to curry favor, let alone the fighter himself, "If you desire this arena, I'll be more than willing to give it to you." Hidden Billionaire / C-37 Capturing the Azure Dragon. C-37 Capturing the Azure Dragon. "Help me bring him to the Second People's Hospital." Wu Tian stared at the dazed and drowsy Azure Dragon for a few seconds before turning his head to look at Lin An.
"No problem."
Lin An nodded. He immediately instructed his attendants to send Azure Dragon, who was on the verge of fainting, to the hospital.
"Thank you." Wu Tian thanked him and left the underground boxing ring with Lu Jun. The two of them played in the club for a while. When they felt that it was getting boring, they went their separate ways. After returning home, Wu Tian first went to the bathroom to take a bath, then went to his study to read. He has recently read a lot about futures, which has rekindled his interest in the futures market. After reading and studying for a while, his view of the futures market had greatly improved. He decided to play futures once more. This time was completely different from the last time, and he did not blindly invest. Before entering the market, he did a lot of analysis and preparation, and even used a few blueprints. He was busy until the middle of the night before he made his preparations for entering the market. In order to test the effectiveness of his studies during this period of time, he directly invested 15 million to purchase futures without setting a loss limit. This time, his state of mind was calm, and was not as excited as when he first bought a futures. After he bought it, he went to sleep. Although he turned on the computer again the next day, Wu Tian didn't have much expectations within his heart. However, the moment he saw it, his eyes went wide open. He never expected that the futures he bought last night would have their price skyrocketing by 3 times. Now, he had earned a net profit of over 30 million. Looking at the long string of numbers on his account, the corner of Wu Tian's mouth curled up and his blood started to boil in excitement. Damn, he didn't expect that making money on the futures market was so quick, which actually caused his wealth to grow so much in one night. It seemed that learning from books had been very effective during this period of time. His ability to analyze the futures market was very strong. This was a key factor in making money. Of course, luck was also a big part of it. Futures were, after all, a form of prediction. Excited, Wu Tian quickly withdrew from the market. He understood that he should just play around with this kind of thing. He must not indulge in it in order to avoid becoming addicted to it. After breakfast, Wu Tian headed to the city second hospital. Seeing that Azure Dragon was getting better, he packed his stuff and prepared to leave the hospital.
"You're okay." As he walked into the ward, Wu Tian glanced at the energetic Azure Dragon and sat down beside the sickbed. Azure Dragon himself was fine, but because he had overused his stamina while fighting with others last night, along with sustaining a few superficial wounds, thus he passed out.
You saved me last night.
Azure Dragon looked at Wu Tian and spoke with an unfriendly tone. There was even a hint of rejection in his tone. This kind of rejection was like the hatred ordinary people had towards the rich and powerful.
It's me.
Wu Tian nodded. Don't think that just because you saved me, I will be grateful to you. After Azure Dragon said this, he turned around and left without looking back. Wu Tian was not angry with Azure Dragon's attitude. He said lightly, "You seem to have misunderstood me." A disdainful voice rang out. After passing by Wu Tian, Azure Dragon suddenly stopped, paused in his steps. "In the eyes of you rich people, us lowly boxers are nothing but toys. You misunderstood." Wu Tian stood up from his chair, walked over to Azure Dragon and said, "In my eyes, you are not a toy, but a real and tough man.
Is that so?"
Azure Dragon's eyes turned cold. He suddenly threw a punch at Wu Tian's face. This punch was surprisingly fast and powerful. It was akin to an earth-shattering punch that caused a gale of wind to blow across the air. The moment the fist came down, Wu Tian's heart trembled. He was instantly enveloped by fear and felt an aura of death that he never felt before. However, he did not dodge. Instead, he just stood there motionlessly without even blinking his eyes. The toughness radiating from Azure Dragon's body had influenced his body. In front of this tough man, he was not afraid of death at all. When the strong wind blew by, his fist finally stopped in front of Wu Tian's nose. "Aren't you afraid of death?" Azure Dragon seemed to be shocked by Wu Tian's aura and his pupils slightly contracted. Ever since he started fighting, he had never seen a man as calm and composed as this one. He looked down on the world with a grand demeanor, and he did not panic in the face of sudden danger.
"I'm afraid of death."
Wu Tian pursed his lips and smiled, "There is no one in this world who is not afraid of death, and I am no exception."
"Then why didn't you dodge just now?"
"If I dodge, I lose." Wu Tian slightly raised his head, "I have something in common with you, we both won't easily admit defeat."
"Is that so?"
Azure Dragon lowered his fist, and the look in his eyes became warmer. "It seems like you're different from the other rich people." At this moment, he had already let down his guard, hiddenly having a good impression and sense of trust towards Wu Tian.
"Why do you want to be a boxer?"
Wu Tian fished out a cigarette and handed it to Azure Dragon. At the same time, he lit one. Azure Dragon lit up his cigarette and slowly walked to the window. He took a drag from his cigarette and said, "In order to treat my sister's illness, I can only earn money from boxing." When he mentioned his sister, his tone became much gentler.
"What's wrong with your sister?"
"Obstructive anemia. This disease isn't easy to treat, but don't worry, I'll contact the best hospitals and specialists to treat your sister." Wu Tian took a few puffs and extinguished the cigarette in his hand. It had been a long time since he had smoked, and he suddenly felt unaccustomed to it. "You want to use this method to tie me down and let me fight for you?" Azure Dragon frowned and questioned coldly.
"You're thinking too much."
Wu Tian looked up at Azure Dragon and said, "From now on, you are free. You don't need to fight anymore." After saying this, he turned around and walked out of the ward.
"Stop."
Azure Dragon's eyes narrowed. He couldn't help but ask, "Why are you helping me? You are a tough guy with a backbone. You don't admit defeat, and you're not afraid of death. I really admire you. A person like you should be able to do more and not be trapped in the fist arena." Wu Tian's words were sonorous and his tone was very sincere. These were his heartfelt words. From the first time he saw Azure Dragon on stage, he already felt that this man was a moldable person and had wanted to win over him. "All right. Azure Dragon put out the cigarette in his hand, not for anything else, just based on your words alone, I, Azure Dragon, will follow you until my death. He was hot-blooded, but depressed and frustrated. Ever since he was young, no one had ever admired him. In the eyes of those rich people, he was just a toy that could fight, and no one ever treated him as a human being. Wu Tian's words seemed to have triggered the pain in his heart, allowing him to find a spiritual place to entrust himself to. I'm called Wu Tian. From today onwards, we are brothers. Let's fight together. Wu Tian walked over and patted Azure Dragon's shoulder. To be able to make such a tough and resolute man bow his head made him feel extremely gratified and happy. Big bother. Azure Dragon cupped his hands and shouted. This call of Big Brother was a sign of his submission to Wu Tian. For someone like him, even if you killed him, you couldn't make him lower his head. But if you tamed him, he would be completely devoted towards you. Good brother. Wu Tian patted Azure Dragon's shoulder, the most pressing matter now is to cure your sister. I will contact the hospital right now. Read next chapter. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 38, Tenda Driving School. C38 Tenda Driving School. Wu Tian quickly contacted the best hospital and specialists, and instructed Azure Dragon's sister to stay in the hospital to start the treatment. After he was done with this, he called Long Yun to inquire about the situation at the driving school. Wu Tian was relieved when he found out that everything was going smoothly. He took a taxi to Fu Yuan restaurant and ate with Shen Shui in the dining hall. The two of them headed to the new driving school together to sign up for the driving lessons. The new driving school was located opposite of Huiwang Driving School, called Tengda Driving School, which covered an area of over 500 mu, and was as big as 10 acres. Tengda Driving School was not only a big place, but also had a lot of cars, and along with a few dozens of coaches that he managed to poach from other driving schools. From the very beginning, Tengda Driving School had already become a major driving school, its scale surpassing the sum of the other few driving schools in Luzhou. At this moment, there was a long line at the entrance of the driving school. When the students heard that the new driving school was free of charge of learning, they all ran over to register. They surrounded the driving school till there was not gap left. Oh my god! Looking at the spectacular new driving school, Shen Shui couldn't help but exclaim, this is way too big. 3 days ago, this was just an outdoor football field. Unexpectedly, in 3 days, it was converted into a large driving school. It is indeed not small. Wu Tian nodded with satisfaction. He was very pleased with Long Yun's work efficiency. This woman was my grandfather's choice. She was my right-hand assistant, and in just a few days, she had managed to set up the driving school. This is the new driving school you invested in. Shen Shui stared at the driving school for a few seconds, then her gaze landed on Wu Tian. Right. You're amazing. Shen Shui didn't know whether to laugh or cry as she bit her lip. Having money really makes one free to do whatever he wants. You can't say that. Many things can't be bought with money. Such as. For example, your body. Even if I were to pay, I'm afraid you wouldn't sell it. Wu Tian rolled his eyes and finally set his gaze on Shen Shui. This girl was wearing a halter dress today, which added a bit more sexiness and charm than usual, causing Wu Tian's heart to itch. Scram. Shen Shui rolled her eyes slightly and scolded him, to think you are the big boss. You don't behave properly all day. I was just joking, don't be angry. I'm not that petty. Shen Shui stuck out her tongue, turned her body and looked towards the Huiwang Driving School. At this time, the Huiwang Driving School was in a dormant state, and not only was the coach poached by the Tengda Driving School, all the students were also snatched away. Right now, there was only an empty shell left on the Huiwang Driving School and the managers inside the driving school were barely struggling to hold on. Shen Shui couldn't help but sigh when she saw the once glorious driving school fall into disgrace. Such a big driving school, I didn't expect it to collapse just like that. This is what happens when it goes against me. Wu Tian raised his head and looked into the distance as a cold light flashed across his eyes. They sure are unlucky to have offended you. If the heavens have done wrong, then they can live. If the humans have done wrong, then they can't live. I suddenly realized how scary you are. You're just like a demon. Shen Shui rubbed her arm, feigning a fearful expression. What are you afraid of? It's not like I'm going to eat you. I'm not afraid of you. You're not afraid, right? I'll let you experience the terror of the devil. Wu Tian pretended to be a demon and pounced towards Shen Shui with a ferocious look. The little girl was so frightened that her body shrunk. She quickly backed up and begged for mercy. Hey, stop messing around, all right? Quickly stop. While the two of them were playing, a long-faced man in a sports coat walked over to greet Shen Shui. Shui, what a coincidence, I didn't expect to meet you here. The long-faced man jogged over, and looked at Shen Shui with a doting expression. Zhang Tao. Seeing the long-faced man, Shen Shui quickly stopped smiling and tidied up her messy dress. She awkwardly smiled and said, indeed, it's a coincidence. The man in front of her was her classmate. He had chased her before, but later on he became her best friend's boyfriend. Anyway, there was something wrong with his style. Long time no see. Before Zhang Tao could finish his sentence, his gaze quickly fell on Wu Tian. This brat is your boyfriend, right? He. Shen Shui was about to deny it when she was interrupted by Zhang Tao. Shui, you have such bad eyes. Why are you looking for such a useless boyfriend? I'm just friends with him. Shen Shui pulled up her hair and explained with an awkward expression. She didn't want Zhang Tao to misunderstand, lest he go back and tell those female classmates of his stories and get teased by them. Shui, don't lie to me. I just saw you flirting with this brat. If he's not your boyfriend, how could you be like this? She listened to this. Shen Shui didn't refute him any further. If she continued to refute him, wouldn't it be misunderstood that she was the kind of girl with the nature of a water flower, casually flirting with boys? He really isn't much. Zhang Tao walked around Wu Tian, pointed at his clothes and said with disdain, your clothes are cheap, over 100, right? 60. Wu Tian shook off the casual clothes on his body. This was something he had bought in the east corner of the city. Although it wasn't worth much, it was still very comfortable to wear, much more comfortable than tens of thousands of dollars worth of clothes. He did not wear these clothes to act cool, but to remind him not to forget his initial appearance no matter where he went. His mocking voice rang out. When he heard that Wu Tian's clothes were worth dozens of yuan, Zhang Tao burst into wild laughter. After laughing for a long time, he could not help but mock, brat, to think that you still have the nerve to say those words. Two coughs sounded. Shen Shui coughed dryly. With an ugly expression, she interrupted, Zhang Tao, we are here to register for the driving license exam. Then find me. Zhang Tao put on a handsome hairstyle. He said complacently, I'm the vice principal of Tengda Driving School. You're the vice principal. Shen Shui's mouth was wide open in surprise. She didn't expect Zhang Tao to be the vice principal here. Do you know how powerful I am? Then, do you know who invested into your driving school? Of course I know that the boss behind the scenes is surnamed Wu, and his name is Tian. He's a powerful individual within Luzhu. Then, do you know your boss? Of course I know the boss. Zhang Tao shook his hair and boasted, I have a very good relationship with my boss. We call each other brothers, drink, and chat merrily. If there's nothing to do, we'll even be flirting with women together. Shen Shui turned around and glanced at Wu Tian. She could only smile wryly in her heart. This Zhang Tao kid hasn't changed at all. He still has a habit of exaggerating. The owner of the driving school was standing right in front of him. He didn't know him yet, but he was bragging about how close he was to the boss. To tell the truth, she couldn't help but feel sympathy for Zhang Tao. She silently mourned for the boy for 3 seconds in her heart.
Shui, let's go. I'll take you to register and find you the best coach.
After bragging for a long time, Zhang Tao started fawning over Shen Shui. His previous pursuit of Shen Shui in school was tragically rejected. He had nothing at that time. As the vice principal of Tengda Driving School now, he planned to take this opportunity to woo Shen Shui.
All right.
Shen Shui did not expose Wu Tian's identity and walked inside the driving school with Wu Tian. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 39, Dispelling Moth. C39 Dispelling Moth. Walking out of the office, Zhang Tao stopped, turned around and said to Wu Tian, "Brat, you are just a country bumpkin. You don't have the qualifications to take the driving license test at our driving school. Get the hell out of here."
"Why am I not qualified?"
Wu Tian asked coldly. "You can't afford a car even if you get a driver's license, so get the hell out of here and don't waste your time." Zhang Tao waved his hands in annoyance, anxious to chase Wu Tian away. "I want to see the principal."
"Who do you think you are, meeting the principal whenever you want to?"
Zhang Tao shook his fist and yelled impatiently, "Get lost." At that moment, the door to the principal's office was pushed open. A middle-aged man wearing glasses walked out. Seeing the bespectacled man, Zhang Tao quickly went forward to please him.
"Principal Lu, if there's anything you want me to do, just tell me.
Why would you do it by yourself?
Boss is here.
Go out and welcome him immediately." Lu Dehai adjusted his glasses, holding up his status and ordered in a deep voice. He was the principal of the Tengda Driving School, and was in charge of managing the driving school's affairs.
"All right, I will immediately arrange someone to greet the boss."
Upon hearing that the boss had arrived, Zhang Tao became nervous.
"Wait."
The moment he raised his head, Lu Dehai's eyes suddenly lit up, staring at the young man in front of him. He had just received a call from Boss Long. He heard that the big boss had come to the driving school and told him to come out and greet him. At the same time, Boss Long also posted a picture of the big boss, which looked exactly the same as this young man in front of him. Lu Dehai stared at the young man for a few moments and then took out his phone to look at the photo again. Soon, he confirmed that the young man in front of him was the big boss behind the scenes, Wu Tian. He was so scared that his face tensed up. He quickly went up and bowed to greet them, "Oh, it's Mr. Wu.
Welcome, Mr. Wu."
Before Wu Tian could say anything, Zhang Tao couldn't help but remind Lu Dehai, "Principal Lu, why are you bowing to a country bumpkin?"
"What bumpkin?"
Lu Dehai angrily cursed, pointed at Wu Tian and introduced, "This is the big boss behind our driving school, Wu Tian. Hurry up and greet the boss."
"What?
He's the big boss." Zhang Tao's eyes were wide open as he opened his mouth in disbelief.
"Nonsense, he's our boss."
The sound of something falling to the ground rang out. Zhang Tao was so scared that both his legs went limp and he fell onto the ground like a pile of mud. Never in his wildest dreams did he expect that the cowardly bumpkin in his eyes was the big boss behind the scenes. This was simply a joke. Why was his boss so young? Why was a tycoon wearing such shabby clothes? Why was the big boss with Shen Shui? Countless doubts assaulted his mind, causing him to feel dizzy. Regardless of whether he was willing to believe it or not, the truth was right in front of him. This stupid brat in front of him was his boss. To think that he was mocking and ridiculing this brat just now, ruthlessly humiliating this brat, even threatening him with his fists. It's over, it's all over this time he's in big trouble. "Vice President Zhang, why are you lying on the ground when you see the boss? Hurry up and get up." Lu Dehai did not know what was going on, but seeing Zhang Tao lying on the ground, he quickly urged him to stand up.
"I..."
Zhang Tao wanted to get up from the ground as well, but his legs were weak and cold sweat was dripping down his forehead. This time, he had offended the big boss, and provoked huge disaster. Just thinking about the consequences made him afraid. What a vice president! Relying on his power and bravado to bully others. Truly infuriating. Wu Tian glared at Zhang Tao and scolded him angrily. Boss, I was wrong, I had eyes but could not recognize Mount Tai, I am a bastard. Only then did Zhang Tao regain his senses and desperately tried to confess and apologize. Then, he raised his hand and viciously slapped a few times. You're fired. Wu Tian waved his hand and impatiently said, don't let me see you again in the future. Scram. Boss, I. Seeing how determined Wu Tian was, Zhang Tao lowered his head. Tears of regret welled up in his eyes. He had never regretted anything like this before. He had only acted tough in front of Shen Shui and ended up with such a miserable ending. He had spent a lot of money to become the vice principal of Tengda Driving School, and before he had even worked for even 3 days, he was fired by the big boss. Lu Dehai still didn't understand the situation. He tried to ask, Mr. Wu, what is going on? This bastard insulted me, and even threatened me with his fist. Wu Tian pointed at Zhang Tao, who was lying on the ground, and explained. What? He was recruited by you. Yes, yes, yes. Lu Dehai lowered his head. He was so scared that cold sweat was dripping down his forehead. Look at who you're recruiting, a scum like him can even enter our driving school. Sorry boss, I was wrong. Throw him out. Yes, yes, yes. Lu Dehai wiped the cold sweat from his forehead. He quickly ordered his men to throw Zhang Tao out. He did not want to provoke his anger just because of this matter. Just like that, Zhang Tao was carried out of the driving school by someone and thrown away. This could be considered to be the removal of a tumor from the driving school. You are the principal of our Tengda driving school. Wu Tian asked with a low voice. The anger on his face did not dissipate. Yes sir. Lu Dehai slightly nodded his head and carefully introduced, my name is Lu Dehai, boss Long asked me to come over to manage Tengda driving school. What are your plans? I plan to first recruit students for free, expand the market, force the other 10 driving schools in Luzhuan to a dead end, and then acquire them one by one. Lu Dehai earnestly recounted his management strategy. Very good. Wu Tian nodded in satisfaction. These strategies were in line with his own thoughts. From the looks of it, the principal that Long Yun had chosen was not a useless person. Right. Wu Tian thought of Huiwang Driving School and could not help but ask, how is Huiwang Driving School now? They have already been forced into a corner by us. I believe they will not be able to hold on for long and will come to plead to us. Lu Dehai had a confident smile on his face. The moment his voice fell, a woman in a suit hastily ran over, Principal Lu, Huiwang Driving School's Xiao Jinlong has brought people over. Before she could finish, Xiao Jinlong barged in with his nephew Xiao Qiang and a few other driving school executives. Xiao Jinlong was no longer as arrogant and domineering as before. In just 3 days' time, he looked much older and more decadent. Principal Lu, I came here specifically to negotiate with you. Xiao Jinlong licked his old face and smiled. Principal Xiao came at the right time. Let me introduce our boss to you. Lu Dehai pointed at Wu Tian, who was beside him, and introduced him, this is the big boss behind our Tengda driving school, Mr. Wu Tian. It really is you. Seeing Wu Tian, Xiao Jinlong's mouth twitched a few times and his old face instantly turned dark. He had already suspected that the mastermind of Tengda driving school had something to do with Wu Tian. Only now did he dare to confirm that everything was Wu Tian's doing. As expected, this brat controlled Tengda to deal with their Huiwang driving school. However, he never expected that the kid in front of them would have such shocking power. He only needed 3 days to form the A dominating driving school and force them, the Huiwang driving school, into a desperate situation. Hidden Billionaire Chapter 40, Forcing One into a Corner. C40 Forcing One into a Corner. Principal Xiao, what business do you have with our Tengda driving school? Wu Tian looked straight at Xiao Jinlong and asked with a harsh, cold tone. Xiao Jinlong gritted his teeth and suppressed the anger in his heart. He licked his lips and smiled, I failed to recognize you before. I hope you will show mercy and let our Huiwang driving school go. At this point, he had no choice but to lower his head and plead for mercy. The only thing to blame was Wu Tian's insidious methods. First, he snatched away all the driving instructors in his driving school. Then, he attracted all the students away by allowing them to take the driver's test for free. In just 3 short days, his Huiwang driving school had been forced into a dead end and might as well close down before he suffers any losses. If this were to continue, his Huiwang driving school would most likely wither away slowly. Therefore, he could present himself in a humble manner and show his weakness. By doing so, he hoped that Wu Tian would show him some mercy. I told you 3 days ago that I would make you regret offending me. Only now do you believe me, Wu Tian looking down on Xiao Jinlong stated with the demeanor of a king as he emitted a domineering aura from his body. I believe it now. Having to lose even more dignity, Xiao Jinlong gritted his teeth and pleaded once more, I hope Boss Wu will let us go. Let's both take a step back and lie peacefully. How about that? Having lost all his arrogance and confidence from before, Xiao Jinlong simply looked like a weakling at this point. No, I refuse to work with scum like you. You. Upon hearing Wu Tian's statement, Xiao Jinlong fumed with anger. As the corner of his mouth twitched slightly, you could clearly see his expression being swallowed by the depths of darkness. Gritting his teeth, he endured his rage and forced a smile, Boss Wu, then what do you want from us? Have your nephew kneel on the ground and apologize to Shen Shui. Wu Tian demanded with a loud voice, staring daggers into the very soul of Xiaoqiang. His tone was very firm and resolute. Clearly there was no room for any negotiations. The reason he did not spare any effort to utterly destroy Huiwang driving school this time was because he wanted to stand up for Shen Shui and help this girl redress her grievances. Furthermore, he also wanted to teach the pair of uncle and nephew a lesson. Your demands have gone too far. Xiao Jinlong's face boiled crimson red as he said in a displeased tone, Boss Wu, I will not agree to this condition. Change it to another one. If his nephew kneeled to a woman in front of everyone, not only would it embarrass him, but it would also bring shame to the Xiao family. You think this is a market? What makes you think that you can bargain with me here? Wu Tian's patience snapped as he proceeded to threaten, either make your nephew kneel down and apologize to Shen Shui, or I will make your Huiwang driving school vanish from this earth. Boss Wu, you sure are arrogant. Xiao Jinlong began trembling in pure anger as his face erupted like a volcano. Despite his humble pleads for mercy, he never expected Wu Tian to not show him any face at all. This outcome was simply unbearable for someone of his status. I have the right and ability to be arrogant, Wu Tian raised his head and replied in the same arrogant tone as Xiao Jinlong. He then changed his tone and said coldly, I'll give you one last chance. If you make your nephew kneel down and apologize, I'll consider letting you go this time. Do you really think I'm afraid of you? Xiao Jinlong finally exploded, unable to hold back his rage. By relying on his family's influence, he had always been an arrogant man who never put anyone else in his eyes. Even though he resorted to lowering his dignity today, he still ended up trampled by a mere brat, which caused him to lose even more face. That's because you've all seen how cruel I can be. If I were to make a move, even I would be trembling in fear, Wu Tian stated with a calm yet intimidating voice. The strong pressure coming from his tone created an unnerving tension in the atmosphere. It won't be that easy to drag someone of my status down. At worst, I'll just have to fight you to the death. Xiao Jinlong stretched his neck and clamored, "If you allow your students to take the tests for free, I will also do the same thing and end up wasting your time. Then, we'll see just who is afraid of who. You think you have the ability to waste time with me? You little rascal, you are truly arrogant."
3 days. Wu Tian extended three of his fingers. "Within 3 days, I will make all of you disappear from Luzhu. Heck, I may even do it in a single day. If you have the capability to destroy my Huiwang driving school today, I will change my surname to yours." After Xiao Jinlong finished stating these words, he turned around and ordered Xiao Qiang, "Go and make the arrangements. From now on, all instructors will be paid 10 times the normal salary. Furthermore, the students will also be able to register and take the test for free." He had been forced into a corner. Right now, he was planning to invest a large amount of money and go head-on against Tengda Driving School. Even if he lost a lot of money, even if he risked his life to fight, he still had to do his best to protect his dignity. After all, that is pretty much how he lived his entire life. Even if he had to go down with Wu Tian, then so be it. He swore to never let this brat succeed. "All right, I'll arrange it right now. Even if we have to fight to the death with Tengda Driving School, we will never admit defeat." Xiao Qian glared at Wu Tian and turned around to leave. "Since all of you are courting death, don't blame me for being impolite." After Wu Tian said this, he took out his phone and dialed Lung Yun's number only to say a few words before hanging up. When he finished his call, the scene fell silent. With Wu Tian as the head of Tengda Driving School, they were currently confronting Huiwang Driving School led by Xiao Jinlong. It was like the two sects were fighting their own cold war, neither of them willing to admit defeat. After standing in a stalemate for more than half an hour, Xiao Qiang ran towards them in a fluster and shouted from afar, "Uncle, something bad has happened. We're in so much trouble." "Don't panic, what's going on?" Xiao Jinlong, managing to keep his composure, asked his nephew anxiously. "The projects that we invested in before have all fallen in deficit. Since we now owe a huge sum of money, the bank has forcefully withdrawn the mortgage for our Huiwang driving school. At this moment, more than 10 excavators are on their way to flatten out our driving school. How could this be?" After hearing the news, Xiao Jinlong's face gloomed in dismal. "Uncle, our Xiao Group's industrial chain have broken down, and all the major banks have even stopped lending us money. I'm afraid the company is going to collapse at this point." Suddenly, a thud though soft resounded heavily on the ground. After hearing what he said, Xiao Jinlong's body went limp and he fell to the ground like a pile of mud. In an instant, he had become a powerless man who carried a tremendous amount of burden on his back. He did not expect that in such a short period of time that the driving school he founded would collapse, and that even the Xiao group behind him would be in danger. Without the driving school, he would be able to make a comeback. Without the Xiao group, however, he would be completely ruined. After recovering senses, he slowly raised his head and looked at Wu Tian in despair. He then asked with a trembling voice, "You did it? It's me." Wu Tian looked down on Xiao Jinlong with his aloof and disinterested gaze as if he was staring at nothing. "You?" Xiao Jinlong muttered. As the pupils of his eyes sunk, his mouth trembled in fear only to see his entire body stiffen like a corpse. Only now did he truly understand just how powerful this brat standing in front of him was. In a short half an hour, not only did the boy cause his Huiwang driving school to collapse, but he also brought the entire Xiao family to the brink of destruction. He stared intently at Wu Tian as if he was looking at the Grim Reaper himself. He had never been so afraid of anyone or anything in his life. But here he is, trembling before a mere brat. In his eyes, it looked as if he was now staring straight into the eyes of a devil able to kill him and his family at any moment. Mustering up all his remaining strength, Xiao Jinlong stood straight up from the ground and walked towards Wu Tian with great difficulty. After closing the distance between them,
Xiao Jinlong bent his legs and kneeled in front of Wu Tian. He always believed that he would never kneel to anyone, but this time, he simply had no choice. This preposterous scene shocked everyone present. It never occurred to anyone that Xiao Jinlong, the very reincarnation of stubbornness, would actually get on his knees and beg for mercy at his own accord.